Hey, y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about my thoughts on traffic laws. So, buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called Traffic Laws. Let's get started. So, I'm not diametrically opposed to all traffic laws. There are some, like, pure libertarians out there who think there should be absolutely no traffic laws, or at least that's the position that is joked about existing, and all jokes have a kernel of truth, so there has to be some guy out there who thinks there should be absolutely no traffic laws at all. I do not quite fall into that camp, because having no laws at all on the road would be chaos. It'd be extremely dangerous. But I do think there are some things we make illegal that should just be a matter of personal, like, risk assessment. I mean, granted, our bodies are temples to the Holy Ghost, so you should treat your body with respect. However, I don't think that you shouldn't and it should be illegal mean the same thing, nor should they, because that's like nanny state stuff, and I don't support that. So, for example, I don't think it should be illegal for someone not to wear a seatbelt. I usually always wear a seatbelt. There have been a few times where I haven't because the seatbelt in the car in question did not work, but not for lack of trying. Anyone with a brain typically wears a seatbelt, especially if they're traveling on a road and not just like down a driveway or something, and even more especially in the dark, because in the dark it's harder for others to see you, so more accidents happen in the dark. So if there's going to be a time of day when it's more important to wear a seatbelt, I would think it'd be in the dark at night. If you're out at night, you should be wearing a seatbelt even more so than during the day, although during the day you should as well. However, I don't think the state should necessarily make a law about that. Because if you don't wear a seatbelt, everybody knows the risks now. Like, seatbelts have been around for decades. So if you don't wear a seatbelt and you get in an accident, it's not going to end well for you. And everybody knows that. So if you assume that risk, if you take on that risk, that's between you and God. I'm not going to condone your decision, but again, that's between you and God, because at the end of the day, he's going to judge you, not me, and I'm not your mom, so at the end of the day, like, as I said, I won't condone your decision, and I'll pray for you if you announce you're not going to wear your seatbelt. But I also don't think it's anybody else's problem other than you and God if you're an adult. Now, granted, if you're riding with someone, the driver should ask you to put your seatbelt on. But anyway, we're getting in the weeds now. The long and short of it is, there should not be a law specifying you have to wear your seatbelt, because anyone with a brain wears a seatbelt in most cases. And so if you don't, well, at the end of the day, that's not the government's problem. That's between you and God and possibly the person driving the car and your family, who's going to be upset with you if you do something stupid and you play stupid games, win stupid prizes. That doesn't mean I don't care about you, but there's a difference between caring and micromanaging everybody else's life. And I'm not for that. So that's basically my position when it comes to whether you should make it a law saying you have to wear a seatbelt. My other thought is jaywalking. So, a lot of places have laws against jaywalking. And, you know, jaywalking is dangerous. You shouldn't do it. But again, I don't think it's one of those things that necessarily should be illegal. Because if you cross a street in the wrong spot without using the crosswalk, you are risking becoming a pancake. And again, everybody who knows what jaywalking is knows the risk inherent in doing so. And we know that our bodies are temples to the Holy Ghost, so we know that we shouldn't put ourselves in unnecessary danger by doing stupid things like jaywalking. However, I don't think that's the state's problem, because again, especially if you're a grown adult, then that's between you and God, and possibly the people you're with. And if you're a kid, then your parents should be making sure you don't do that, otherwise that's failure on their end. And in that case, I guess you could make the case for, like, neglect, but still, even that's a bit of a stretch. However, I can't quite join in the chorus of people celebrating the repeal of a jaywalking law in places like New York. First of all, I don't ever plan to go to New York if I can help it, because many reasons. But putting that aside, I can't quite join in the chorus of people celebrating, because a lot of those same people are the ones who will act like there is racial implications to such laws. I don't think so. I think it's just the state wants reasons to justify itself, so it creates a lot of dumb laws or excessive laws, and a society voting for laws because people don't realize, due to government conditioning, that you shouldn't and it should be illegal are not the same thing. I think that people inject race into far too many things. And I don't think that we live in a culture of systemic racism. I think that's just a leftist cry, because leftists think they can do no wrong and think that those they revere or those they decide are in their in-group can do no wrong. I do think there is racism in this country, but it's not nearly as not nearly as widespread as these people would like you to think, especially if we're talking about just anti-black or anti-brown or whatever racism. I do think there's a lot more anti-white racism that nobody talks about. But even then, that's not relevant to the topic of jaywalking. I mean, people will often say that, oh, well, there's more of this or that ethnic group or race in jail. And it's like they completely forget that that's because more of those people are committing crimes. That doesn't mean that they're committing those crimes because they're that race, or that that entire race should be demonized for the crimes that some commit. But it does mean that the problem with single variable analysis is that when everything looks like a hammer, when you have all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, and that just does not work. That's one of the problems I have with centralization, as I've covered, is that centralization, all it has is a hammer, and it sees everything as a nail. And I think you have the same problem when it comes to the left's logic on a lot of issues, since they only use one variable, i.e. race or gender or whatever the latest one is. That means all they have is a hammer, so everything looks like a nail. So when it comes to the topic of jaywalking, of course they won't say, well, jaywalking is something stupid, you shouldn't do it, but it doesn't mean it should be the government's job to force you to not do something stupid, because ultimately that's between you and God. However, the left does cry against this law, but since, you know, the only thing they have is a hammer, then the only reasoning they can think of is to say that it is racist or whatever. So I think that's why they do that. And actually, I think that it's kind of another proverbial chicken and egg situation when it comes to the left and centralization, because the left uses single variable analysis. Centralization involves a lot of single variable analysis, or otherwise oversimplified analysis. So does the left go towards favoring centralization because centralization uses the same the same technique that the left does? Or is it that centralization came about because it was created by people who used that same technique. And so then those people created centralization. I know we're getting into philosophical territory here, but it is a question worth considering, and I don't know if there's a concrete answer to it. It's like, to make it more simplified in wording, did the left create centralization, or did centralization create the left? Does that make sense? Now, as I've covered, there's a very simple and easy answer to the actual chicken and eggs question, but until I can find a better way to summarize or to name these kinds of situations, these kinds of thought experiments, I'm going to keep calling them that because I don't know what else to call them. It's just like how I hate the word vibe, but there are some situations where I don't know of a better word to use, so that's the word that gets used. Anyway, thank you for listening to this episode. I know we got a bit more in the weeds than I intended, but I hope you've enjoyed it anyhow, or at least considered it to be some food for thought. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also find our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats, or you can follow us on X at JFSCPod. You can also, if you feel so inclined, send us an email at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's JESSEAS firesidechats@gmail.com. And feel free to pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested. And if you use Facebook, I would encourage you to join the group Fireside Chatter. That is for listeners of this show. You can suggest topic ideas. You can disagree with me respectfully. Just keep it civil, love thy neighbor. You can comment on previous episodes. You can put in like some news stories or whatever that might be relevant, thoughts you might have about the topics that maybe I didn't cover, maybe areas of a topic that I missed. I would encourage that kind of stuff. I think that would be great. Especially because I can't say too much about it right now, but as a Christmas special of this show, I'm considering doing an episode where I revisit one of my old episodes or topics, and I redo the episode, and maybe I add some extra like facts or thoughts that I didn't cover the first time. I can't really be too specific right now because I don't want to spoil it, but that's kind of what I'm thinking. I haven't even fully decided if I'm doing it yet, so that's how I feel comfortable saying as much as I have. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. Hope you'll come back next time. Have a blessed day.